Guard Brody Robinson talked about how Garden City came back from the break wanting to play a different identity of basketball. And if this is the identity that Garden City is going to get in the second half of the season, this is a Bronkbusters team that is going to contend for some of the top spots in the Jayhawk Conference. This 102-83 win wasn't Garden City's finest performance all season long. There were definitely some issues on the defensive end. They gave up 6 of the first 9 three-pointers to Seward County. They ultimately allowed the Saints to shoot well above their season averages and score the most points they had all season long in a Jayhawk Conference game. But on the other side for Garden City, it was their most points in a Jayhawk game all season long. 102 points with 12 three-pointers, and most importantly, 24 assists from Garden City. Brody Robinson got things started with the 13 assists, but the way that he played was contagious. There were possessions in the second half where you could argue Garden City had played their best basketball all season long. The one possession where Charles Chukwu got the offensive and one, where every single player for Garden City touched the ball within 8 seconds on the floor, was unbelievable. Braxton Jones, all night, unconscious. He got it going, he scored the first points of the game for Garden City. He's a true three-level scorer, if you had the chance to watch him play yet, and he showed that all night long. Regardless of where he was finishing around the rim, he was creating mid-range jump shots, he was getting catch-and-shoot three-pointers. It's what he's done all season long. He got to the line really well, he went 7-9 from the free-throw line, and that's what Garden City used to really pull away in this game. But their big men were really a factor in both halves. Thomas Duke played very well in the first half, he went 5-6 in the first half. Charles Chukwu had 15 points in the second half of this ballgame. He was beneficiary to how well Garden City move the basketball around. It helps when Brody Robinson can get 13 assists. It helps when Jordan Frazier, when he doesn't shoot the ball all that well, can get you 5 assists. That was a big thing for the Bronkbusters tonight. The two guards that didn't necessarily play their greatest shooting the basketball, and Robinson and Frazier, were both instrumental in the way this team played as a whole. And a big shout-out has to go to Elijah Roberts, because Garden City did deal with a whole plethora of injuries right before getting to that December break, but he steps in as a crucial sixth man off the bench, hits some timely threes in the first half, finishes with 11 in the game, which is super impressive for any bench player to do in this conference, but especially for someone who hadn't played a game all season long, wasn't expecting to play this season. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.